Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest on this segment is an expert in startups, business incorporation, and personal and business finance. Scott Letourneau is a busy speaker, consultant, and author, and is recognized worldwide for helping entrepreneurs get their businesses off to a fast start. He's the founder and CEO of Nevada Corporate Planners Incorporated and a contributing author for the new book from Entrepreneur Magazine's startup series, Start Your Own Information Marketing Business, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Success. Joining us on the line from his offices in Las Vegas, Nevada, is Scott Letourneau. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I did want to get to the matters about getting capital for small businesses, but first I did want to spend a little bit of time on the subject of business startups in general. Given the current employment environment, or the unemployment environment, you might say, many new businesses are starting up, popping up, and et cetera. Entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, home-based businesses, and the like. Why do so many small businesses fail, Scott?
Well, the number one reason is lack of cash flow, which is obvious. They run out of money. But the question is, what's the underlying foundation of that? Really what happens, David, is they don't have a proper foundation. And when they don't start off with a proper foundation, and things get off to a wrong start. And so the big question comes to be, where do you go to start a business? See, a lot of people know if you go to get fast food, where do you go? That's a turnkey experience. A lot of people go to McDonald's. But when it comes to starting a business, there is no such thing as the business startup store. It doesn't exist. So the problem we see is that some people go to the attorney, the tax professional, the banker, the business license department, online, the internet, and you get different answers all over the board. And what happens is most people default to what we call is the keep it simple. And they'll say, let's just be a sole proprietorship, keep it simple. We're not sure if we're going to make money yet. And it really shoots you in the foot from a financial point of view. So people get different information. They don't get off on a strong foot. And really from a psychological standpoint, if you don't have certainty and a strong foundation, you start using the language pattern of I'll try and see what happens, it's a recipe for failure.
As you say that the store doesn't exist, you're also the founder of Nevada Corporate Planners Incorporated. And I know you're very much involved with helping to guide small businesses learn how to start up and actually incorporate them. What do the newbies to the business arena not understand about how and where to incorporate their new business startup? Any tips you can give us, some specific, maybe tactical tips that might be useful for our audience?
Yeah, a couple tips is, first of all, most people by default are going to go to their accountant, which is nothing wrong with that. Keep in mind the accountant's going to give you tax advice. And they're typically, their benchmark is, if you ask them, you know, should I incorporate my business? I'm starting a home-based business. They'll usually ask, do you expect to make $40,000 or $50,000 in net profits in the first year? Since you might be uncertain about it, their default answer is going to be, you know what, since you might not make $40,000 or $50,000 of net profits, let's keep it simple, be a sole proprietorship, file a Schedule C, and then just get liability insurance. And if you would have made $40,000 in profits, they would have recommended typically an S-Corp to save what's called self-employment taxes.
Yeah.
The problem with being a sole proprietorship is basically, as you probably know, the IRS is short on money. They're actually $300 billion short each year in taxes collected. And when Timothy Geithner was elected to be the Treasury Director, one of the questions they asked him is, how are you going to shorten the tax gap? And actually, most people don't know the sole proprietorship, Schedule C, are almost 300% more likely to be audited than somebody who doesn't file a Schedule C. So that is one big reason not to be a Schedule C. Number two is you really shoot yourself in the foot from a financial perspective, because the way small businesses finance their business is through their own personal credit cards. They don't have investors. So when you jack up your revolving debt and your credit cards, get your business up and running, let's say 6 months later you incorporate, finally, then you go to the bank to apply for a simple business credit card, which is a smart thing to do because the debt doesn't show up in your personal credit report. The problem is the bank, how they evaluate you, is going to be how have you handled yourself personally. If your personal credit cards are all jacked up, you're going to get rejected from the bank for a simple business credit card or get a very low limit. So we recommend for those reasons and other ones that you incorporate from week one and just get in the mindset you're going to find a way to make this business work or some business work to be successful.
Scott, some businesses are clearly work at home and some other are perhaps manufacturing or retail. Does the business model point or guide one to the best way to incorporate?
Yeah, it's a good question because the problem, as I kind of mentioned, is if you go to the attorney, you get one answer, the tax professional, you get a different answer, the financial planner. So there's different weighted factors. It does depend if you're going to be like a retail operation, if you're going to reinvest all your money in the business. There's different entities like a C Corp that might be a better fit. Then you have LLCs. The problem with LLCs, most people I find don't realize there's four different ways it can be taxed. So when people go online and file an LLC because it's inexpensive, we ask them, well, how did you choose to have yours taxed? They say, I have no idea. They don't realize it could be a sole proprietorship, partnership, S-Corp, or C-Corp, and they have no idea the ramifications because it appears to be simple online. So the key thing is to understand is if you have a business, what's your goal with the profits? Are you going to reinvest it? Are you going to have employees, infrastructure, overhead? That might relate more to perhaps a C-Corp. Obviously, there's exceptions. If you're going to flow through the profits like a home-based business or a direct sales opportunity, most people, what they want to do is flow through the profits, pay tax once, pay down their debt, increase their lifestyle, and accelerate the retirement program. So then you're kind of looking more at a flow-through type entity. And obviously, okay, these are generalizations, and it would depend upon each person's situation.
Absolutely. And at Nevada Corporate Planners, I'm sure you have some resources online that one can point to. We're visiting with Scott Letourneau. He's the CEO of Nevada Corporate Planners. And the website would be www.nvinc.com. Scott, did I get that right in terms of where to go?
Yeah, that's a great resource to go. We have a powerful 78-page guide. It's massive. And it'll walk you through the questions and criteria. We actually give you a case study. So it's important for anybody in business to evaluate the case study, because the problem is nobody gives you the questions to ask your professionals, because by nature, if it's an accountant, doctor, attorney, people sort by authority, so they're not used to asking questions. So we like to give you those questions so you can make sure you're getting the best value for your money.
You've said that businesses fail because they don't have enough capital or cash flow, and you've got a lot of expertise around getting capital for small businesses or businesses at any stage of growth. What are some of the best ways for a small business owner to secure cash or capital in the current environment or any environment? We're sitting now in August of 2009, still a challenging environment for sure.
Yeah, no question. It's a challenging environment. Obviously, the financial game has changed dramatically over the last 12 or 24 months. So the steps to get cash to capital is, number one, you have to incorporate or form an LLC, stop operating as a sole proprietorship, stop using your personal credit cards, get a business credit card. Then what you want to do is get in the position to, you know, maximize revenues. Now it'll probably be about 1 year out or longer before you can get a business line of credit from a bank. And we broke down the whole bank's lending process about a year and a half ago. We spent 9 months with a major bank going step by step what has to happen. So it's a combination of, you know, doing those first few things, and then you have to increase your credit score because that's going to be looked at by the banks. Then you have to step in the difference between developing vendor credit with vendors through Dun & Bradstreet Corporate Experian to develop that separately from cash credit. A lot of people get confused on when they hear things about corporate credit. Are they getting cash like from the bank, or are they getting trade credit from like Office Max or Home Depot? But it's important to develop both of those. Then you can get in the position later on, perhaps looking at what's called a merchant account cash advance. But if you don't know what you're doing in that area, that's like hard money lending on steroids. You have to be very careful about that.
Okay. I noticed in the notes that Experian is a more, important score to maintain. Why is that?
Well, what's happened is people have known Dun & Bradstreet for years to, quote-unquote, have the lead in the game on business credit, but the personal credit agencies have developed their own business credit profile. So corporate Experian is more and more looked at by the banks, because the banks want to see what you've done in the area of vendor credit as a benchmark to determine if they should give you cash lines of credit. Obviously, there's other factors like risk category, gross revenue, net profit, but it's being more important. The problem with corporate Experian, you can't pay a fee like you do to Dun & Bradstreet to start a business credit builder process. And by the way, on a side note, the problem with Dun & Bradstreet, if you do it on your own and you screw up the process, for example, if you don't have a business license in place, your phone number doesn't have a 411 listing,
yeah,
you can really fry your own file with Dun & Bradstreet. Then you're back to forming a new company, which obviously is not something you want to do.
We're visiting with Scott Letourneau. He's the CEO of Nevada Corporate Planners Incorporated in Las Vegas, Nevada, at www.nvinc.com. Com. You're a contributor to the new book, Scott, from Entrepreneur Magazine. The book is called Start Your Own Information Marketing Business, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Success. Tell us a little bit about the book. How is it structured and what kinds of ideas will we find there?
Yeah, it's a tremendous book for anybody who is a home-based business owner or has a certain skill set. See, a lot of people on the internet, as you know, are searching for information. So one of the best ways to be successful and profitable is to sell that information, provide it, whether it's in the area of a monthly membership fee, which most of us pay monthly membership fees for certain services. And the book lays out step by step how to start information marketing business. So maybe you were an expert in real estate or financial or healthcare or something, and maybe you want to sell information to people who are looking for information in that arena. So the book lays out the foundation, how to do that, what's called the continuity, monthly fees, different coaching programs, and it has some of the best information marketers in the world who have contributed each chapter. My chapter talks about the foundation, how to properly set up your information marketing business, and of course, the tips I have in that chapter apply to any business. What are the pitfalls to avoid, the costly mistakes, how to keep the IRS off your back, and a couple tips on building business credit.
Thanks. I wanted to get a macro question in. Are we going to see a tsunami of credit card defaults happening soon in this country?
Yeah, what most people don't realize is last year there was about $28 billion in personal credit card losses. This year expected to be over $100 billion, four times the amount of personal credit card losses in the credit card industry. That's why you saw the credit card industry jack up fees until the law changed. Now what they're doing is coming up. There's an article even today in the USA Today about how credit cards are adding fees for, you know, international purchases, things of that nature, because, you know, they lost so much money. So people have to be prepared financially to master not only their personal credit but business credit to really be successful at business.
Is there a cap on the rates? You're following that story closer than I. Is there a cap on the rates? Is that what the law was? The change.
Specifics of the law, I can't break it down step by step, but the main essence was, you know, the banks were just gouging people, even if they paid their bills on time, so it was to be more fair with the rates. So consumers, because as you know, with the unemployment and consumer debt, then people don't get more credit, then, you know, their rates go up. It just prolongs the problem we currently have.
Okay. So you're a speaker, consultant, and author, lecturer. What's going on in your universe now? Tell us what you're working on and where we can look for you.
Well, for example, I just returned from New Zealand speaking at the World Internet Summit with some of the top internet marketers in the world. And what I was doing is positioning how to set up a U.S. cash machine. So I know if you have international listeners and they want to set up a U.S. company, we're the only ones that can set up a U.S. company with a U.S. merchant account to accept Visa MasterCards when it's a 100% foreign-based owned company.
Wow.
So we're expanding upon that. It's basically through our relationships to do that. The other big picture we're working on is the ultimate joint venture boot camp that's coming up in January in Las Vegas. It is the number one strategy to grow your business the fastest is to master the skill set of joint venturing with organizations and really learning how to access at no cost somebody that spent millions of dollars to build a list of names or customers or clients and how you can access at no cost to you. But if you don't do it right, it rarely happens. So we're going to lay that out step by step over a 3-day boot camp in January.
That sounds fantastic.
Those are a couple of the things we've been doing recently.
Sounds fantastic. Scott, thanks so much for imparting your knowledge and experience this morning on the Small Biz Brain. Scott Letourneau has been joining us. He's the CEO of Nevada Corporate Planners Incorporated at website www.nvinc.com. Scott, thanks for joining us on the program.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, David.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.